Hey guys, Murugi Munyi here.
It's Lydia KM.
And we're back again with another episode of
The Messy In Between. It's definitely TMI.
Episode 20.
This one, we must all start with a scream. God. Wherever you are, you've got to scream.
We would have cake.
Huh?
You said you were going to bring
Doris,
cake.
Doris, you didn't bring cake.
Where's the cake?
Doris didn't bring cake.
Okay.
We are all starting with a scream. One, two, three.
Done.
Episode 20, guys. If you are new here, I know it's like, wow, okay, guys, calm
You're
down.
Too much. Yeah.
But imagine this is it. This is The Messy In Between, guys. This is the podcast about the messy in between, which is the period from being an adult into figuring life out. And that's the longest
which is like
messy.
Never. Yeah.
In between you're ever going to find. And we just talk about whatever that we want, whatever we are going through, honest conversations about life, right?
As it is.
Unfiltered.
Yeah.
And we have reached episode 20. Thank you so much, guys, for your support. Whatever it is, even if you liked, even once
even
you
once.
Liked TAP, you have supported our growth and we really appreciate you. We always want to focus on making this the best possible podcast.
For
right?
you guys and for us. We
yeah.
have so much fun having these conversations. And for us, the fact that you're here to listen in and be part of our conversations is just amazing. It's just amazing.
Is.
So
yeah.
don't continue watching. If you've not subscribed, guys, please subscribe
Why?
To the channel. If you're watching on YouTube, you can follow us, I guess, on the podcast platforms. These follow, see there?
Yes.
Yes, follow us on the podcast
platforms. You following us?
I am definitely going to check on that after this for sure. And also follow us on Instagram, TMI Podcast KE, also Murugi Munyi and Lydia KM on Instagram.
And it's easier when you
we don't know what we're doing.
So thank you guys so much. And today for episode 20, we wanted to have a really meaty episode, an episode about something which is really important because we're growing together, guys. And in any episode, we are not experts. Please, we are just sharing the information that we know and we are growing together. So today's episode, we are talking about boundaries.
Oh my God.
That word is overused.
Sometimes not even
overused. It's not even necessary.
Please, let's stop abusing the word boundaries, guys.
Yes.
Not everything is boundaries.
She's abusing the word
I'm
boundary.
I'm definitely doing that,
yes,
so I'm telling
all the
myself
time.
To stop abusing the word
is that,
boundaries.
Is that a boundary for you?
It is a boundary
it's
for
a boundary
me, yeah.
For
and
her.
When you call me out on things that I've said wrongly, that's a boundary for me.
It's a boundary for her.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how she communicates about. She tells you, here it is, done.
More on that later.
More on that later. But yeah, today we're going to talk about boundaries. And I feel we feel like boundaries is one of the most important things you can have in your life because boundaries keep a healthy space between you and other people so that you can have healthy relationships.
Yeah.
I know boundaries get a bad rep.
They really
Let's
do.
Be honest. It
and,
sounds,
and I feel like recently, in like now, I guess in the age of social media, is when now it's become like a sexy word. Like people really throwing the word boundaries around.
In
but
her.
I feel like it's something which obviously has been happening for a long time. It's just that now we are conscious
and
that
it has
oh,
a word.
It's a boundary. It has a word.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, boundary. It's actually a boundary that I've said, but we've probably been doing it for years.
We have been.
Definitely.
For, and maybe we weren't doing it in the right ways. We were a bit more extreme. I've been an extreme boundary setter as well. So we wanted to talk about boundaries, how to set them, when to know how to set them, how to reinforce them, the things to do, the things not to do, so that you can keep your boundaries healthy because they're supposed to keep your relationships healthy. They're not supposed
healthy,
to leave you alone.
Exactly.
They're not supposed to leave you alone and abandoned.
Yeah, and of course, we'll also be sharing our own personal experiences.
As per usual, this is TMI. Yes.
So it's TMI.
The definition to boundary is a boundary is a limit or space between you and the other person, a clear place where you begin and the other person ends. And the purpose of the boundary is so that no one encroaches on the other. It's not just for you.
It's
for the other
person
as well so that they don't encroach onto your boundary.
Yeah.
Let's
that
just be honest.
A lot.
We've been hard. It's hard for us to set boundaries.
Yeah,
it's been
very,
in the past.
When we like saying that it's because we are Pisces,
but
also, I think partly it is, but I also think partly it's just because we are women.
Yeah.
Because I feel
women,
like,
for sure, are more likely to have boundary issues than men.
A lot more likely because it's like society keeps telling you that, you know, just accept, like, this person is nice to you. I mean, this person is nice to you, right? So then why are you
like
complaining?
Calm down,
relax. Don't nag, kind of.
Be accommodating.
And you never want to seem like the difficult person, you know, the person who is just like, around her, by the way, you have so many. You just have to really think and still, no, you don't want. So we're always trying to accommodate other people.
Yeah.
The expense of ourselves.
For sure.
And our own emotions.
100%. Yeah. Another thing is that women with daddy issues or any parental issues are going to struggle to have boundaries because boundaries say, I am worthy of love anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm putting the line here. You can leave or not. Whereas...
I'm having a
majority of the time you are shaking in your boots because your self-esteem is so tied to the relationship which you're in. So that's why it's so hard to set boundaries. You feel like if you set it, they go away. Exactly. But when you are secure in your worth, setting boundaries is part of preserving your worth,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And I think Lydia on her page has done an IG live of this year. And I remember watching that and asking you, so does that mean that setting, you can only set boundaries in relationships that you're willing to lose because you setting a boundary, if the other person is not happy with it, and obviously there's a consequence, we'll talk about, you know, what the consequences of boundaries, is that if the other person is not happy with it, then it's just like, okay, bye. Because what else, what are you going to do?
Because majority of the time, if somebody is encroaching on your boundary, and when you're telling them, I'm not happy with this, somebody who's really for you is always willing to see your point of view. I could never imagine what boundary you're setting that I would just be like, fine, the relationship's over. What is it that I really want to do to you?
Yeah.
And you're not happy about it and I still want to do.
Okay. I have a boundary that I'm going to communicate during this episode. No, not yet.
Oh, worry, during we'll get there. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wait.
But I'm ready. To me? Yes, to you. Yep.
Can we cut?
Sit tight.
Sit tight.
I've just held it here.
We're doing that.
Yeah, we're doing it. If you have any boundary you want to communicate to me, this is the time, girl.
This is my boundary.
What's the boundary? The first thing when someone tells me this about me, I'm like, what?
What?
No, no.
What information do I not have to do to you?
Huh?
Imagine. We'll discuss.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to start with how to know when you need to create boundaries.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I would say, like, I feel like there's usually a thing. I don't know how to describe.
It's a feeling.
Yeah, it's just a feeling of like unease every time that person says that thing or does that thing. You can't exactly put a word to it.
But you feel bad.
But you just kind of feel bad, or it makes you feel some type of way. That's the only way I can put it. But it makes you feel some type of way.
Yeah.
And you wish things were different. But the only reason you're not communicating, hey, don't do that or don't say this because it makes me feel this way, is because you're scared of how the other person is going to think of you, or you're scared of how it's going to change the relationship.
Yes. Can I share something? I realize one of the other things that can hold you back to setting boundaries, even after you feel that, is because what you're not happy with, you don't even understand why it's bothering you.
Exactly.
But it just does bother you.
And
let me give you an example. There's a time I wanted to set a boundary with one of my friends. Yeah. Mm. So what I'm used to do is like, he used to just come to my house and he would just borrow what he borrows, which is no problem. Mm. But then it started being like, okay, can I take this? It's not, by that time you are expecting that I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
But the thing is so little.
Yeah.
But I was just like, why am I feeling like I don't like this?
Yeah.
So I used to feel like it's me who's being selfish or difficult and I need to help him out and whatever.
Yeah.
But the truth is, as long as it was making me feel uncomfortable, that was enough.
That's a reason. But you see, so it's like, why are we always so quick to betray ourselves? The first thing you always think is just like, no, John, you're being petty.
It's you who's being problematic.
You're not taking
another trauma episode.
Okay. God. Just one more trauma episode. A boundary I had to set with a friend of mine who is like, he's a popular celebrity and he used to make jokes online about my son being his son because people used to talk about that.
Yeah.
And it used to make me so uncomfortable. But it was a joke. And like, because we always joke like as friends.
We all know who this is.
I never knew how to like say, hey, please stop, you know, because the whole nature of how our friendship is built up is like jokes, you know, it's just, everything's just jokes, jokes, jokes. So just like, now how do I say it?
How did you say it?
I haven't.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. You thought this was a victory story. Oh, you thought this was a victory episode. That's what you...
I was like, oh wow. And then what happened?
But you see, now we reached this point of like, it's sort of like fizzled out, so it wouldn't happen as much. It doesn't happen as much. Mm. So like now I'm just there, just like, I hope it never happens again.
My
because,
God.
You know? Yeah.
But I feel like that's a fair enough thing to put out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, because I mean, people assume that too much. That like
anyway,
you adding to it is not really helpful.
It's not helping anybody, please.
Wow, okay, that was a surprise.
You, Lydia.
So yeah, that's personally, I would say that you feel that something, you feel encroached on.
Mm.
You feel like someone is taking more than you feel like you want to take.
Exactly.
I feel like that's a
it's
good
pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
You just feel bad. Mm. You feel disrespected. You feel unhappy.
You feel uneasy.
The feeling that you have is not a positive one.
That's not what
that person does or says that particular thing.
It's true. Yeah. So, okay, fine. We figured out how, now
when
that's how,
to.
When you need to.
Yeah.
Now, how to communicate a boundary. from the students of life who are definitely still working.
Yeah.
So I heard that the best way to set a boundary is to always start with, for example, if it's not something harmful, like now the example I gave with my friend, he wasn't doing anything bad. It wasn't like, you know, you're disrespecting me or whatever. Those ones are a bit easy because it's just like, stop shouting at me.
Yeah.
You know, whereas that one is like, I would like you to not feel entitled to my things. You know, that's harder.
Those words can never leave my mouth.
They didn't. You thought this was a victory. So one of the ways you can do is like tell someone. Yeah. Actually, I remember I did set the boundary. I was like, I understand that, you know, we are friends and we are comfortable.
You actually had this conversation.
Yeah, I did.
You're so brave.
Yeah. Wow. I understand that we're friends and, you know, we're comfortable, but if you'd like to borrow something of mine, I would like you to ask me in advance and just appreciate that I can always say no, you know, because I was just like, you know, you come to my house and then you just take you take things and I feel like you're entitled to my things, you know?
And it's not really about the giving of the things.
Yeah, it's not.
It's like, I need you to know it's my stuff.
It's my stuff and I need you to act like it's my stuff. Yeah. So when you are taking it, it's not like, oh, I took this. Oh, I did this.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's like, I would like you to respect that. And it was a bit awkward after.
Yeah.
And I don't really think we were ever really the same.
Yeah.
But he didn't react badly.
Mm.
No, he didn't.
That's nice.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, okay, yeah, no, all right, sure. Definitely. Yeah. You know, he understood.
You know, when you
but then it's just hard.
When you communicate boundaries, that's when you know the friendships you need to let go of and the ones you need to keep.
Okay.
Because that the person who reacts with like, ah, Lydia, and you, as in, easy between dog and dog. Nope.
No.
It doesn't matter even if it's an eye pencil for 30 bob for Davis that you have taken. If I'm uncomfortable with it, I'm uncomfortable.
And you should also see that from my point of view. So one of the ways to communicate boundaries is to tell the other person, I understand X, Z, and Y.
Yeah.
Even if it's angry, I understand that you're angry. I appreciate that you're angry.
I validate that emotion,
but I would respect it if you don't raise your voice at me.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
When you raise your voice at me, I'm not. I feel like I'm being attacked and the conversation goes nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One way, that's a good way. And I would say if you're doing the communication, definitely don't do it in a moment where in that moment you're feeling that anger and disrespect.
That because things that, get left.
Yeah, things
real.
Go, yeah. Don't do it when you're feeling that emotion. I feel like give it some time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in a moment of calm, just bring it up in conversation. Mm-hmm. And then probably don't start with the negative of like, I hate when you do.
No, I hate, always start from how you get the other person's coming from.
And more of like, what's happening?
My earring.
Oh, trying to exit the chat. This conversation is too much for that earring.
Too much.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, going from the point of view of like, this, it makes me feel this way when you do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, I just, and obviously reinforcing the love and like, we respect each other and I'm really interested in maintaining this friendship. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I just thought I should come and tell you about this.
Yeah.
Another way that I have found, I used this, I think, like in uni. I haven't done it so much in the recent years, but, and I don't know if this is something you'd recommend as wellness coach, Lydia. Communicating via giving a third party story. So, for example, I don't like when Lydia shouts at me. So I come and tell her, oh, by the way, you know, I'm really going through this situation. Can you help me with it? So I have this other friend of mine who's always shouting at me and I really don't know how to tell her to stop doing it. And, you know, it's just like, so basically you're telling them about them, but you're talking about it as if it's like someone else.
Did they catch on?
They caught on.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the boundary?
It was about just coming to my house. And that time in uni, like I had a small baby. So they would come in, they'd be like, and I'm just like, and they lived in the same block as me. So it used to be all the time. Exactly, all the time.
Yeah.
It's like at night, I want to sleep. Mm-hmm. Like literally, I'm up feeding a baby at night. You're just going to be blacked out.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I have this other friend of mine who's just always coming to my house. And I really don't know, you know, how to tell them. Because, you know, I have a small baby and what and whatever. And I really explained that struggle. And so by the time now they were leaving, I'm pretty sure they had gotten the message.
Because
I was like, what do you think I should do? She's like, oh, you should just tell them that that you let them know what times they can come. I was like, oh, great. Okay. And it went really well. And
I don't even know if I would be able to do that. What?
That one of yours, this one of saying directly is even harder to me.
Yeah. No, it's definitely harder.
It requires you to look in their eyes and tell them you have done. The whole aspect of telling someone you have done something wrong. You know, no human being wants to be told that they have done something wrong.
Yeah.
It's a painful thing.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know, I feel like the reason why I did it, to be honest, is because that same friend had come to my house and I had seen how I had projected my inability to draw boundaries onto someone else.
Oh,
like, so I was just making it seem like you're the one who basically isn't standing up for me.
Yeah. Oh.
When I realized that, I was just like, I have to do that.
Have to,
because that means I'm feeling scared. Mm. I'm like literally they're feeling scared and I'm asking somebody else to stand up for me.
Yeah.
I'm a grown woman.
Surely.
Yeah. So I was able to set a boundary. Things were never the same, but it was what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's the best way to set boundaries.
So, yeah. A third way is to communicate the boundary by just actioning it.
Oh yeah, so that's just, my favorite. Yeah,
that's her fave.
That's my fave.
And I think it's my fave maybe.
Definitely
as well.
My fave.
Yeah. So just action, just put in place those things that ensure that the other person can't take advantage of you. Obviously, that's different in different circumstances. Mm-hmm. There are some that you can do it, some you can't.
Yeah.
But sometimes, honestly, not having to communicate it like
to have that out, conversation. Yeah. No.
Especially depending on the kind of person that it is. Because someone who gets that fighting not, and what it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. And I realize one of the things with me is that I'm the person who takes so much shit. I mean, consistently.
Well,
by the time I'm cutting you off, right? I'm not trying to think, or do I have anything to salvage? I already feel so taken advantage of that I no longer care to salvage that relationship.
Exactly.
And then from then on, me, I've decided where I'm putting you in my life. Me, I've decided this is as much as I'm going to be giving you. This is as much money I'm going to be giving you. This is as much time I've decided already. And that's period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's not the healthiest way, but
it's not the healthiest way. And actually, I've been thinking about like the morality of doing things that way because it doesn't give the other person an opportunity to address those things.
Yeah.
Now that depends on if it's like an obvious thing, like this person beats you.
Yeah.
Obviously, he knew that beating you is wrong.
But some other things,
are more subtle.
They might not know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never cut somebody off for subtle disrespect.
It's always like real.
It's always overt in your face. Everyone around is like, Lydia, get out.
Sleeping
this is
with
enough.
Half the capital.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
understood.
Yeah. That's that one. If your boundary is, one of my examples is, if you cheat on me, I will leave you. That's a boundary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they cheat, then you leave.
Yeah.
I won't be like, by the way, I had told you once and now I'm reinforcing. I won't tell you that. It's like, just leave.
So Lydia said before we go on here that boundaries need to have consequences.
Yeah. A boundary without consequence, that means that there's no way of enforcing it. You know, like it tends to give somebody a cue. I don't usually communicate it that way.
Because it sounds like a threat.
It sounds very intense.
Yeah.
I feel like those consequences are in a situation like when somebody is always talking to you in a bad way or disrespecting you or whatever, then you tell them, I've told you enough times, please stop shouting at me. If you continue to shout at me, I'm gonna cut off the phone.
Yeah.
You see, that's a consequence you're putting on because somebody has violated the boundary.
Yeah.
So maybe if somebody continues to disrespect a boundary, you can tell them, I've told you enough times to stop doing this. You haven't done that. If you continue, I'm going to do X. And if they do, you have to do it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You see, the thing is that communicating boundaries is probably most important with the people you're closest to.
And
but those are the ones that it's the hardest to communicate to. Especially if you've had like maybe 20 years of you've always been operating this way.
Yeah.
And
then
now
suddenly
grown wellness Lydia has decided, actually, it's not okay. It's not okay for you to do that anymore. It's like, so now you want us all to change because you have decided now you whatever.
Yeah.
But we can. I can decide to change at any time.
It's
something
true.
I was okay with yesterday, today I'm not okay with. And you all just have to get with the program because
it's
this is who I am today.
Yeah, and part of it, I guess, is just accepting not everyone's going to come on your journey with you because this version of Lydia is not tolerating BS. If you're handing out BS, oops, now what are we going to do?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Have you ever had one which you say as a consequence?
I would have to really... No, I don't really think I said... consequences as such. You see me, I'm like you. It's like I will, okay, my friendship which recently ended. So that one, I didn't really set a boundary. In my head, I had set the boundaries.
Yeah.
But I had not communicated the boundaries.
Yeah.
So the more that I would hang out with this person, I would notice these boundaries are being crossed. So in my head and in my heart, I'm feeling really upset and really heavy.
Oh.
But I'm not able to communicate because, you know, I was a little kitten in that friendship. I was not Sibor.
You're not Sibor.
What is that?
Is that Sibor?
Yes, Sibor. Yes, which means lion in
Luo.
In I was about to say Kikuyu. Not everything is Kikuyu, Joan. Anyway, so because I didn't feel powerful or like I didn't have enough agency in the friendship, I didn't feel like I was in a position to communicate. And by the time I got to the point of I'm able to communicate the friendship, to communicate the friendship,
done.
I was done.
Yeah.
I was D for done and I was just like, no, you know, yeah. And those ones, you see, now in that one, it was the subtle things. It wasn't like intense disrespect.
Yeah, those ones are the worst.
But that one, it was like years and years of the subtle things building up, which is just like, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
It was a case of that. Yeah. And then it just ended the friendship.
It's true. Mm. No, and I think I'm the same. Exactly what I'm saying. Mm. Take so much crap and then...
Yeah.
And then done.
Yeah.
For me, my mind, which I didn't set and I didn't have a consequence, but I actioned is with my dad.
Yeah.
I think when I started realizing how much this, none of this benefits me, none of this is for me. Like, what am I doing this for? Mm. I just done.
Yep.
I just decided. I was just like, this is a line. You can be there, but just from
there.
Over there.
Yeah.
Down Mombasa Road, Termka, there.
Yeah.
And I just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way feeling so victimized that you can protect yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I've also recently put up a boundary, which I didn't communicate, but I have actioned it. It's like this cousin of mine who is constantly, every time she sends a message, it must be either to ask for money or ask me to post something for her or something like that. And I remember I would always, every single time she messages, I tell my sister Angie, and I'm just like, why is she doing this? Why is she? And Angie was like, why are you allowing her to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So you just block her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh God, I can't. You know, she'll feel bad. How can I block her? But now what I do is I've just muted the conversation. Mm-hmm. So even when it comes in, I don't open it. I don't respond because like I don't want to put myself through that. So for me, that's a boundary.
Yeah.
I'm just dreading when we meet at a family event.
Okay,
I'm
so done. When I just thought of that, I actually just thought of an example of one which I put with another cousin.
Oh yeah.
What is cousins? They really just be doing the most. Honestly.
Or the least actually. Yeah, they be the least.
Go on. Give us nothing.
Oh God.
Listen, so I had a cousin who we were super close and I realized that there was a pattern of any communication whatsoever is about borrowing my car.
Oh, I think you told me about this.
Yeah. And I was just like, you know, at first it's just like, you know, you're just hoping that they'll stop. Because you feel defensive. Like, why can't they stop?
Yeah.
And everything goes back just to normal.
Yeah.
But we said, guys, receivers and takers hardly ever stop taking. Why would they?
Yeah.
So it's for you to stop. And I actually said it. I was just like, hey, I think if the only reason you're going to be calling me is to borrow my car, then you should stop calling me.
Are you really a Pisces?
I can't believe. First of all, I'm even shaking right now.
She's pretending to be a Pisces because a Pisces would never.
I'm shaking.
Would never.
But let me tell you, I feel like I was feeling so bad.
Yeah.
And I don't think the relationship was like, we were good. We were close.
Yeah.
But I was feeling like this is too far.
Mm.
And then on top of that, not every single time you're going to put petrol.
Yeah.
So now I'm being hurt on an emotional level and a financial level. Mess with everything. Not my bag.
Good night.
Not my bag.
Good night.
Yeah. And I did it. And guess what? Because that's the only reason why they cared for me.
Then
deeper
you just,
down.
Wait, okay, was that on text or was it on phone?
On phone. I know. I used words. God. I used words.
Oh my God.
Yep.
No, too much.
I did. And I honestly, I've never regretted it because you feel bad that you lost someone. Don't get it twisted. That's a consequence. You feel awful.
Yeah.
But in the end, the you peace you get
about
is
yourself.
Always better.
Yeah,
it's
always
better.
Yeah.
So the kind of boundaries, I guess we've touched boundaries with family. Mm. Those are the worst.
Yeah.
Those are the hardest.
Because you're not going to break up with family.
Yeah.
You're still
it's
your family.
Rare.
You're not getting another dad. You're not getting another sister.
But you know people have like narcissistic dads.
Okay. Yeah.
Or like physically and verbally really, abusive fathers.
Sometimes it's better to cut them off.
Yeah. I know. But then you feel the same way you feel for your dad. It's like, where do you start? Where do you start? Even me, I don't feel like I can cut off my dad completely, but I've set enough boundaries that I'm not feeling hurt or misused or anything.
Mm.
So it's good. The next one, this one is work.
Mm.
People ask all the time. Because I've got to see you tomorrow.
Actually, someone DM'd me yesterday to say, hey, she works at this corporate office and she recently started working there like 2 months ago.
Mm.
And she's like, she's a quiet person and her problem is that men are constantly like complimenting her.
Mm.
And it's not like catcalling. It's just like complimenting her because she has like one of those bodies of like slim waist figures.
Mm.
And she's like, it makes her feel really uncomfortable.
Mm.
She was like, should I quit my job?
Ooh.
I know. And I was like, that's an opportunity for a boundary right there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I feel like that one is pretty, I feel like I would be able to say that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even I feel, but you see, because she's so shy and she's so reserved, she's just like, how do I do it? And it's like, yeah, obviously it's like, okay, Lydia, when
and you know they're just testing you because they're going
to
keep...
They're waiting. Yeah, they're
pushing.
Trying to butter you up.
Yeah, they're pushing and pushing and pushing. It's compliments now.
Yeah.
6 months down the line.
Yeah.
It's not going to be just compliments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I was just... I really didn't know what
to
tell her.
So what did you tell her?
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
You know, sometimes when I open a DM and I really don't know what to say, I'll just put it on unread so I can remember to go back and respond. But I didn't respond to it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if here's the thing, yeah. Boundaries need courage. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. You can climb whichever Everest you want, but even leaving that relationship, you still have to be courageous. Courage,
You do it, but you do it shaking. You do it shaking, but at least you do it.
You just have to do it. Even if it's just your response. Sometimes you don't have to say anything, but if somebody says something and your reaction is just like,
exactly,
they'll know that that's a negative reaction. You don't always have to talk. Use whatever it is that you have within your means to be able to communicate work is really hard. I personally, somebody had asked me about this, like, what about like in a situation where at work you're feeling really uncomfortable but you work with this person all the time? I'm just like, I reduce FaceTime with anyone.
As much as possible.
Even in my family members who I do not communicate with, I reduce that FaceTime to zero. In a situation where I'm seeing that this is a crowd of my family members and they're in the center, I don't need to be there present. Yeah. I don't. I can just go and do something in the house. And when people scatter, I can involve myself when I'm comfortable.
And it's all about protecting your own energy, your own peace, so that you're not suffering.
Yeah.
Boundaries at work, I feel like, could also look like, guys, I have an event at 6. I will need to leave at 5. So I need everything that we need to do to be done by 5 so that I can be able to leave. And then when that 5 reaches, it means you actually leaving at
you
that 5.
You have to leave.
Obviously, we are possible. I mean, if you're like an intern, relax, you're probably not going anywhere. But if you have like some sort of agency and some sort of control, it means, you know, trying your best. And I think the more that people see that you enforce and you actually stick to the boundaries that you've set, the more they respect them.
It's true.
I think. Because at the beginning, it's just like, she always saying things.
At the end of the day, the self-respect always attracts people respecting you, no matter what. Even when they don't like you, they're going to respect you. Another one is friendship.
Friendship,
because everyone's trying to be the fun girl.
Yeah.
You're trying to be the relaxed one. You're trying to be the one who people come to.
Yeah.
Those ones are really hard.
Okay. Can I set my boundary now?
Wow.
It's important to set boundaries in friendships, guys, because, you know, it's like it keeps the relationship stable. So, Lydia, it makes me feel a little bit bad.
You're serious.
It makes me feel a little bit bad when you joke about me having 87 children.
Oh my
God. Just a little bit. Not like a lot, but like it just feels like already with my 3, I feel like there's a distance between us. But you say 87, I just feel like, God, am I some sort of like, you know, mother of like an orphanage kind of thing? And it makes me feel a little bit bad.
Oh my God, Joe.
Yeah.
I validate that.
Thank you.
Of course, you know, I would not say anything that would be meaning to make you feel bad.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I should say 3. Mother of 3 max.
Max. Yeah.
Mother of 0.2, but not mother of.
Not mother of anything more than 3, because they are only 3.
And you know, actually, I say that so often.
I know. And when you say it, I'm just like, but it like actually gives me anxiety. It actually gives me anxiety because I'm just like, does my life look so different, so distant, or like so different from yours?
It makes you feel separate from me.
It makes, actually, that's what it is. It makes me feel so separated from you.
And I think that the way I think it does, it makes you feel like I understand
that
you have
three and that's how I know children. You're communicating it.
I was about to say, I was going to understand that you have
a milk. Exactly.
I literally thought it made you feel more like Lydia, as much as she's single, she's here having like her fun. She gets that my life is like this. Even when, like, for example, when Joe is not able to do one of the commitments we have for TMI, I'm always just like, oh, please relax. You have 8 kids. And I thought it would make you see that I understand how much more of other responsibilities that you have that I don't.
Yeah.
More so that you can see, you can feel heard and seen.
And that's how
I was doing the opposite.
Yeah. Wow, guys. Okay. So that's how you communicate a boundary, guys. Period. Good night.
Okay.
Yeah. But it doesn't make me feel like bad, like at your crying in my bed.
You don't feel
like,
good.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, everyone, Joanne is a mother of 3 only. In fact, 1 is very small. The
so
first
it's 2.5.
It's really 2. Ish, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me speak from my end. So that's how you communicate.
Yeah.
And for you who's been communicated, it's easy to feel like, why does she not understand what I mean?
Yeah.
The most important thing, but when somebody has the courage to set a boundary, is to be like, I'm doing something that could be making her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If truly this is your friend and this is somebody who you care about, no matter what it is that you're doing, no matter how much joy what you're doing is bringing you, because me, I thought I was being like the funniest person
ever.
No matter
Comedian
what.
Lydia.
no matter what, you've got to see it from your point of view. I will never see that ever again.
Thank you. I know it'll take some time, but you know,
no,
when you
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I'm never going to say that. And if I do say, I'm definitely going to be able to catch myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I really struggle when someone communicates a boundary to me because I have this, like, in my mind, I like to. Like, I believe I'm a good person, but sometimes, especially with this social media thing, people don't always see you like that. Like, that's why when somebody, like, meets you in person, they're like, wow, you're actually such a nice person. And I'm like, yeah, I am a nice person. Like, what are you expecting? What are you expecting to be like Godzilla? So, I, like, that fixation in my mind sometimes of, like, always seeming like a nice person, always feeling like other people need to know I'm a good person. Now, when someone communicates a boundary to me, I sort of just hear, like, you've done something wrong. You've hurt me.
You become defensive.
I get really defensive. And sometimes it takes me, like, a while, like, maybe, like, a day or two, then I'm like, okay, so I, now, yeah, exactly. And it's just like,
Do I have a boundary to set with you?
Please, no. I can't. The episode will end here. We'll finish this episode here.
No, I don't have one, guys. But if I think of,
one,
we will do it for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's how you do it in friendship.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Done. Next one.
We've done relationships and we've done family and we've done work. Yeah, that's pretty good.
No, we haven't done relationships.
Oh, relationships. Relationships are really hard.
With your man.
Yeah, with your man.
And is there a difference between, like, just telling him how you want him to treat you, things you want him to do or not do, and actual boundaries? Or are those boundaries?
I guess those are boundaries to a certain degree. Or I feel like boundaries are more from a place of, you're coming too far, don't come, anymore. You know, there's even, like, sex boundaries. Like, oh, nope, no, not there.
Yeah.
That's a boundary.
No, don't act like you have it. Don't act like you've been setting
those
boundaries.
Not there. You know, that's a boundary.
Let me tell you a boundary I recently set in my marriage. So my husband sometimes, he doesn't watch TMI, so I don't know if you go and tell him. But sometimes he does this thing where he'll go out with his workmates and he's not texted, he's not called to say, I'm coming home late. And it upsets the shit out of me. Like, I get so upset because I'm like, me, I'm at home. I can't even sleep. Because it's not like I have a problem with him going out, but say that you're going to be late.
Yeah.
Like, he'll say, oh, I'll be home at 9, but now it's 10, now it's 11, now it's midnight, now it's 1, now it's 2.
Right.
So, like, what's happening? So, recently, I was like, babe, if you go out and you don't communicate, me, I'm locking this door and I'm sleeping. And I did exactly that. And so, this man comes home at like 3:30 or something like that. He tries to open the door. Obviously, I'm awake because as soon as he opened the gate, I could hear.
Yeah.
And he's knocking. He's trying to call the phone. I'm just looking at it ringing nicely, just spread across the bed like a starfish. And yeah, I didn't open the door till morning, till like 8 a.m. With the man sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the next day, he's like, oh, that was disrespectful. I was like, you know what else is disrespectful? Is you coming home late without telling me.
Yeah.
Yep. And so now, actually, since that day, he's not done that.
Really?
So there, that's a successful boundary.
That's a successful boundary.
And now if he does it again, I'll just lock the door. Because for me, that's that the disturbance of like him coming into the bed. You know how drunk people sleep. It's not like we're normal people.
Oh my God.
It's not like normal
and they knock
sleep.
Over everything. It's loud. It's just we're all awake.
And then now he's now there snoring asleep comfortably. And me, I'm just there like... Yeah, I'm like, no, me, I'm getting my 8 hours in. Yeah. I'm sleeping comfortably.
I think that's a really good one. Yep. I know the anxiety. So this one, which is one I've said, but I don't know how it's... I haven't seen enough consequences to tell you guys if it was successful. So... Man's is like once I'm out of the house, he's very much like, first of all, I'm on social media and he watches my story, so he knows what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I feel like he doesn't check in. He doesn't check in often enough, right? And so, yesterday, I was just like, I don't understand why you don't check in. This was on text. Because I feel like men communicate better on text.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, I don't understand why you don't check in when I leave the house. It's like, I was like, help me understand. Even a text, like, did you die on the way to work?
How often is check-in? It's like, what, every hour?
No, not even. I don't even need that. It's just like, once I'm out, at some random time when I'm out, it's
at
just like,
point,
you okay? Like, oh, how did it go? Or, you know, you good? Just... Eve or two, I've accepted text because me, I would prefer for someone to call me, remind me I'm the love of their life.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
And I'm beautiful and amazing. And then go. So now I've reduced. At least reduced to are you okay text.
We'll take WhatsApp.
We'll take WhatsApp, you know? And so I was just like, why don't you check in? So yesterday, I realized that something that offends me is that if I do get to, like, now work and I message him that I'm here, if he doesn't check in until I get home, it offends me. So I just removed the telling him I'm here. So that it can be neither of us have checked in.
So
do you understand? So then what his rebuttal when I said I was like, you even left it and you didn't say that. So I told him, it bothers me when I text you, but you don't check in after. You know, he was just like, his idea is that he knows I'm working. He knows I'm busy. So he's not trying to have me distracted. Right? And I was just like, no. I was just like, you telling me the love of my life, true sweetheart, are you okay? Will not stop TMI. Yes. It will not stop production.
If anything, it'll be better because she'll be smiling like but a fool like, the whole time. Exactly.
You know? So I shared that and I communicated. And he said he's going to do his best to be communicating more. Yeah. It's not that he's not thinking of me. It's just that his logic was more from a place of he doesn't want to bother me.
Yeah.
We are.
Please don't start drama.
No, we had been messaging before, so today Lord. Doesn't count.
Okay, fine.
Today doesn't count.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway, that's a boundary which I set.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what would have been the consequence if he doesn't do it? What's the consequence?
I don't know. I'd have been upset for a really long
time. Just leave him, babe.
Yeah. That's
just
it. That's
him.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything small, you just leave
been.
Him.
Look at this man. Standards. So that's why.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, relationships. Relationships are really difficult to set boundaries in. I don't think they're more difficult than in family, unless of course you're married, in which case like you're not going anywhere. Let's be
honest. Like they're worse than family.
Oh yeah,
because so much of our self-esteem is tied with our partner. Yeah, it's so
right.
much of it is like
yeah.
how he
and
texts.
Family, you can be like, I'm just not gonna go visit her for a while.
Yeah, and but that's like you yeah. never think that your sister is doing that thing. Mm. So then that means like you are worthless.
Yeah,
but your husband not texting you twice. I'm worthless.
I know.
No one loves me.
I'm not deserving of anything.
I'm not. You know? So I think that's why they're harder.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
a lot of people, you want to keep your partner happy. Mm. As much as keeping yourself happy, your partner's happiness really matters. Mm. So when you're about to tell them you're about to do something bad, it's like or something that is just like extreme.
Mm. Yeah.
You are always thinking like, oh, you want
to
be lovable.
Yeah,
is this
exactly.
good? Are you being an accommodating wife?
Yeah.
Da, da, da.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And I feel like also the first time that you communicate a boundary to someone, how they react will determine if you'll ever communicate any other boundary to that person.
It's true.
Because I feel like if you communicate to someone and you instantly can feel that their energy is just off or whatever, or they don't respond how you want them to respond, done.
I'll give you an example.
Oh. Lydia's full of examples. Full of them.
So. Yeah. Previous relationship.
Yeah.
I think I've shared this before. Mm. When I shared, like, this was like our first couple of dates. And I was just like, he was giving me critique about something I had done because we're in the same industry, etc. Mm. And then I was just like, oh, hey, the way you communicated to me, like, I would prefer if you handled me a bit more delicately because I'm really sensitive.
Mm. Let me guess. Don't be such a baby. I'm trying to help you.
No.
I'm trying to help you.
Oh, that was level
better.
One. That's level one.
Okay, fine. Level?
I got level five. Oh. I'm so disappointed in you. After I took the time to give you my opinion,
Dad.
My critique.
Dad, you're disappointed
Tell
in
me.
Me
the next time you're going to set a boundary with that person. Tell me if this is as small as your tone.
I'm disappointed in you.
Disappointed. And this time he's furious. This is not like, I am disappointed.
I'm
furious.
So, wow.
Like, oh, I can't, you know, like, I can't believe you.
Yeah.
I cannot
that is
believe
so
you.
Textbook narcissist. Like, literally, he's here and you are maybe down here.
So, the communicating to me that how I feel doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He is not willing to be concerned about my feelings or my emotions. Mm. That was the beginning of a long road of consistent, like, not having any boundaries because you're afraid to communicate your emotions because clearly there's a problem with your emotions.
Oh,
and I heard that people who are like that, they don't have issues with emotions.
Mm.
It's your emotions. They get angry. They get
but
angry. They get
the
volatile.
Those
are the ones that are valid.
Yeah,
yours put them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. And it's horrible. It's the worst feeling ever to put your feelings in someone's hands.
Yeah.
And they just like, what is this?
And it's just like, you don't even know how to feel, how to react to anything.
I've never met anyone like that in my life. So what do you say? Where do you go?
And then you start doubting yourself because you're like,
You're so sensitive, Lydia.
I'm the one who, why can't I take criticism?
I know.
He's actually trying to help
you. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Problem.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning.
That was so bad. What's another one? So the importance of sticking to boundaries, especially once you've said it, is that like as we said, it shows the other person that you're serious.
Mm.
Number one, and it also means that any other boundary that you set will people will know that there are consequences. It's just like I guess like children,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're like hey, do you don't do that again.
Don't touch this. Yes.
If you do this, this will happen. Mm. If you don't do that thing, then they'll do it. And then they'll do it again. Then they'll do it again. Yeah. It's all about positive and negative reinforcement. So if you show someone bad consequences to doing things, they're going to learn that that's not something to do.
Exactly. And if this is someone who cares about you and loves you, they wouldn't want to lose you. Why would they even want to hurt you?
They wouldn't.
And if they are comfortable hurting you, then you just need to reassess whether or not you want to be there.
You know the answer to that.
Another importance of sticking to boundaries is it greatly builds your self-esteem and your confidence. You begin to trust yourself and you like you believe that, okay, I can put myself first. You know, I can I am in control of my situation and I don't have to stay anywhere that makes me feel bad. I don't have to listen to things that make me feel bad. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stay in relationships that don't make me feel good.
Boundaries also preserve your value. People feel like boundaries are like this thing that keeps you apart from someone, but I've realized that if I say I would not give you this any more money this month, or I'll only give you this much, that little that you give is appreciated far more than when you're boundaryless.
Yeah.
Because people just don't see like it's anything you're doing. See, you always do.
You always have,
But when you do that, people see it like, this is intentional giving. Because it is intentional giving. Yeah, you're not giving from like that bad place. Yeah. It preserves your value.
Exactly. And I think I it definitely strengthens relationships. Because
I think so.
Like a lot of the things that sometimes you're struggling with, it's like it could easily be sorted out in conversation. Mm. I had a friend who always used to say a lot of things in life can be sorted out by conversation. Mm. It's like literally just having a conversation with someone about the things that you're feeling, the things that you like, the things that you don't like. And I feel like sometimes you think that it's going to friendship will now disintegrate. Everything is going to end. But you'll be surprised at how much more it strengthens it. Because now, I'm careful to do things that I know won't make you upset. Or, you know, won't make you sad. Yeah. And sometimes those two small issues you keep having with this person are probably because of a boundary that has not been appropriately set.
It's true. Yeah. And now, like, look at me. Joe is going to be more joyous to be around me because she'll know for sure that I'm not going to say anything that makes her feel bad.
Exactly.
And she's forced to laugh.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you guys look at all the episodes, I've said she has 89 kids.
All the episodes. It's usually 87. She usually says 87
kids. Yeah. Okay. We've established that it's three and it's fine.
Yes.
Boundaries are something which is really important to set. Mm. The earlier you can in any relationship, the better. Mm. But you can stop at any time. And when somebody reacts badly, sometimes it's not the end. Even Joe is saying sometimes she might react in a certain way, but maybe after 2 or 3 days, she'll calm down and she'll understand.
Yeah.
I had a live with Sharon K. Mwangi, and she said she had set a boundary with one of her cousins.
Yeah.
And they took
cousins
some time
again.
Out. Cousins again. And they separated for a while and then they came back and it had kind of renewed their relationship.
Yeah,
so the
I
reaction is not always the end.
Yeah.
You know, give people time to also and appreciate that they were hurting you and they didn't even know.
Absolutely.
That also feels bad to someone too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, just an encouragement to someone, because I know hearing this conversation about boundaries is a lot. And you're probably thinking, you can probably at the forefront of your mind know, you probably know a boundary that you need to have set.
You are feeling it right now. You're feeling it right now.
But you know exactly what it is.
Yep.
You can take some time. You can take some time and build the courage, because it really does
took
take courage.
Some of us 30 years.
Over 30 years, girl. And also, if you have been existing in a relationship that has been lacking in boundaries, it is never too late for you to wake up today and decide that now I would like to set a boundary.
Yeah.
No matter whether it's your mother, whether it's your father, whether it's a long-term friend, whether it's someone you work with, it's never too late. At any point, you can decide that I would like to set this boundary.
It's
and it's
true.
Valid at whatever point.
Always
at whatever
valid.
Stage. Yes.
Make sure you're communicating in a way that shows the other person that you know that they weren't trying to disrespect you.
Mm.
You know, as a, obviously, if it's not like the horrible things, the other person also wants to be seen as maybe they weren't intentionally doing the things that they were doing.
Mm.
But either way, at any time, you can decide, this is not how I want to be treated and I don't want to be treated like this anymore.
Mm.
Set your boundaries and have healthier relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We want to hear in the comment. We are done with the point.
We are
right?
done.
Okay.
Yeah.
We want to hear in the comments, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, please let us know a boundary that you have set, how it went, how you communicated to the other person.
Success
like
stories.
Please.
Because most of us is like the ghetto. But give us success
give
stories.
Give us victory. Please.
You know,
victory.
Victory
we need to
stories.
See some victory. Or maybe you can even tell us a boundary that you're planning or hoping to set. We
and
would love
like
to
some
hear.
Help.
And you'd like some help, we'd be happy. We'd be happy to help you guys.
We
hope I have learned stuff in this.
But
thing,
I've realized I've come a long way.
Yeah.
That's what I've realized in this conversation.
Me,
I've come
me,
a long
me,
way.
For me, it's like I feel less scared of like the potential confrontation. It still scares me a little, but I feel less scared of a potential confrontation because I know that, you know, this is, for me, this is where the boundary should be. This is where it's going to be.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Confidence. You boundaries is like, you do one, you're just like, oh, where's the other one?
Hey, you know
that you do another one, then another one. And then now you are like surrounded with healthy boundaries. Everyone knows their place, respects you, and you have healthy, harmonious relationship, which is the goal.
It's the goal, exactly.
So we hope you've learned something, guys. Please talk to us in the comments if you are on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, guys.
As usual, guys, we are always telling you that you are our number one fan. You guys, we are your number one fans. But also, you're our number one fan. So I haven't lied. I haven't lied anywhere. Anyway, we love you guys so much. And the engagement we get from you guys makes every episode worth it.
Yeah.
Actually, every time, even especially at the premiere of the YouTube video, I just feel
and
so
people
good.
People are there waiting, liking. It hasn't premiered yet.
Yeah. And the conversations that people are having as the episode, as they're watching the episode, I love that so much. Because literally, we are learning, you are learning, we are talking, we're having fun, and it just makes everything so worth it. So we're going to read some comments from our last YouTube video, which was, not YouTube video, podcast episode.
Yeah.
Which is how to build better money habits, which was a really nice conversation that we had.
We were learning a lot.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mugambi Paula, you said, Lydia's point on honesty just helped me on a no I needed to say to a plan with my friends. Mm-hmm. I almost went into debt for it right now. And after that point, I decided to be honest. I just texted and said, my budget is tight right now. I will not attend, probably next time. Liberating.
Let me tell you,
so proud
honestly,
of you.
Those plans, when you know, especially you're around everyone, everyone's like, yeah, are we going? Yeah,
yeah, how much?
It's only 100K. And you know, first of all, they've said only. So the second you say you can't afford, you're poor.
Yeah, it's just like, why are you doing this
so
circle?
I know.
But they're
so
saying, no, you don't have to say no in that moment. In that moment,
you can take
like,
a breath. Yeah.
Then later, you can text in the group chat and just be like, guys, I don't think I'll make it.
I've organized, I've looked around my account
and it's not supporting.
My money's tied up. This is Teresa Mwende. You're saying avoiding debt. I have been in that burden for a couple of months. I'm glad I have grown out of it. Unless it's a die thing, it's a mistake. I'm not repeating.
Oh, wow, we thank God.
Debt. That diarrhea is not worth it.
And then today it's this plan. Tomorrow it's another plan. And we're going into December. How many plans? How many plans, please?
Good night.
Nyambura Kionga, you're saying, how timely. I've really been praying to God to give me financial wisdom lately because I got none of that. So ladies, thank you. You are welcome. We were also learning as we were teaching.
100%.
So, we are glad you enjoyed it.
JJ On Demand, you are saying, I have had a very bad money habit, but I got myself a financial advisor and my life has changed. Best decision I ever made. Mm. Actually, a lot of people do that. And the misconception is that you need to have so much money to have a financial advisor. A financial advisor is just somebody who takes whatever you have and tells you what you can do with it to help you, to help the money work for you. So you don't have to have so much money.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Okay. Emma shared a bad money habit, she said. She said, I should stop online shopping when I'm bored. Make that a million of us.
Yeah.
Make
Please,
that a million
all together.
Of us.
Let's hold hands. Let's hold hands. To be honest, I'm not like, I'll just sit and buy stuff like that.
Nope.
Me, I'm more of an on purpose buyer.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm an on purpose.
How does it feel?
No, but then me, I'm at events how many times a week?
All right.
There
okay,
you go.
Okay, so where I fall, you make up for it because me, I'm the opposite.
Yeah,
I can spend a week
and
not go anywhere.
Yeah.
But I will definitely buy. I'll go on a page. That, you know how you get ads for Instagram dresses or something? I instantly have seen. Then I've gone to their page. I've screenshotted 7 dresses. Hi, please deliver these 7 dresses.
Are you serious?
Done. Yep.
Just like that?
Just like that.
I don't know. Me, I'm not a things person like that.
But I think so,
I'm definitely not a things person like that, but I spend my money aimlessly as well, so at least others have what to show me.
Where is it? But look, you're looking cute, so
I'm looking cute. Something,
girl.
Yeah, it went somewhere. Okay, there's someone who said, you guys are this is my Centel Lekwala. I hope I pronounced that right. You guys are a gift that just keeps on giving. I need this money conversation. I love you guys. I have such bad money habits and I used to be a saver. I don't know when it changed. It changes when you feel the sweetness of spending.
Exactly. It always changes that way.
That
and also
really good.
Let's stop affirming that we have bad money habits.
We don't.
From now on, we say we have good money habits and we reinforce
that. We are
that
evolving
into better money habits and let's try and enforce that.
For
right?
True. Yeah, for
Thank
sure.
Thank you guys so much
As
for the engagement.
Always.
We love you. If you have not already subscribed, please subscribe now and tap the notification bell so you always know when we upload an episode, which is always Wednesday, 12 p.m. And follow us on Instagram, of course, TMI Podcast KE, Murugi Munyi, and Lydia KM.
So after Murugi setting a boundary, I've cried, guys. I did cry a bit when we were talking about it on break. Yeah. So we just thought, you know, let's cheer things up.
And now I feel bad that I made you cry because now I feel like I made you cry.
We can't do this. We can't do this.
I'm going to cry because I made you cry.
Now I feel bad because you feel bad. No. But also, I don't want you to carry my feelings.
Okay.
Yeah, I just felt
empathize,
sad.
Empathize, but don't cry.
Yeah, I felt sad. Okay, now we're getting to so many. Yeah. We'll talk about you guys. We'll tell you on our Instagram page. If you're not following us, it's TMI Podcast KE. So on today's It's Messed Up, if this is your first time here, this is where we play a game, you know, to relax things a bit.
Kidogo.
Breath. So today we're going to be playing a game that's called How Do You Do? And the rules of the games are, I will hum a song, but I will only sing do, the word do. So for example, if I want to sing the song like do 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 do,
you know, already I feel like I'm going to lose.
Oh.
You're not allowed to say oh.
I know, so I'm giving the example. It was just an example.
What's the song? What's the song?
Crazy in Love.
I'm going to lose because Lydia's.
So you can only say do when you're humming the song, right?
Or let me do another one.
Okay. Do, 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 do.
Okay, yes.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
So that's it. You can only say do, and then you do it. So we're going to do how many songs? You do five, I do five.
Okay,
fine.
Let's see how long it takes for someone to even get one before we say we are doing five.
Okay, fine. Okay. All right.
Actually, can I go first, please?
Go on.
Okay, fine. Here we go. Do, do, do. Do 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 do
baby
do,
do, baby do, do. Oh, Justin Bieber,
there
baby.
There you go. Made it easy for you for the first
okay,
one.
Fine.
Yeah. The tenth, you can't even breathe when you're about to. Okay.
Okay, my one. I'll do another one. Do 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Scrubs, TLC.
Woo! Okay, fine.
Got it.
We got it.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Okay, fine. Next one. Oh God. Okay, fine. Do 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 do. Is that how the song goes?
Oh, here we go.
Wait first. Do 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 do. Famous dance. It has a famous dance. Do 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 do. You know what song I'm talking about, right?
No.
Oh my God.
No one knows.
Okay. Do
this can't be me.
Do 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 do. Understand? Umale.
Ebu sing it.
Everything I do, I under. See, that's how it goes. Okay. You.
Nope. Nope. Everyone is saying no. Nope. Everyone is saying no.
Nancy, you got it right.
No, yeah. She didn't.
I feel like, okay, you know what? I feel like that's how the song sounded. Thank you. Your turn.
All right, another one.
And this is disrespectful, y'all. Man. Yeah.
Do, 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 do. I don't.
And it sounds so dumb when you're saying do, do, right?
I know. Do, 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 do.
Keep going.
I think that's all I know.
No, okay, do it again.
Do, 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 do. I don't think you guessed this. Let me give you another one.
It sounds so familiar. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, do.
Just tell me.
You make me feel like a natural.
Yes! Yeah. It was there.
It was there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. We're not doing that well. We're not doing that well in this game. Okay, fine. Here's an easy one. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Do.
You all know what song I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Oh God.
Do 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 do. Lucy by Ben Soul.
Oh God. God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would never have guessed that.
Yeah. I know. I knew it was soul generation. Yeah. But where?
I mean,
which one? Yeah. Which corner of soul generation?
I'm keeping mine all local now. Oh, at least they have a steady melody.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone will guess it. Not Lydia, but someone. Okay.
Keep guessing, guys, by the way, as we are doing it. And if you can guess it before we have actually said it, the better.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, let me think of another one.
Oh, I have my next one.
Yeah.
Should I do it since as you're thinking of
No.
This? Okay, fine.
I don't need the pressure I'm of thinking of two more.
Today.
Mm. Okay. Where have all the songs gone?
I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna do one. Go on, since you're
do
two
it.
Fine. Do 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 do.
That bitch Lizzo. Yeah, Lizzo. What's the song?
What's the name of the song?
I just took a DNA test. Turns out. What's the name? You know the name?
Yeah.
Don't tell me the name.
I got that problems. That's a human
it's
in
me.
It's
not good as hell.
Truth hurts.
Oh, truth hurts. I'll never guess that. All right. Okay. Yeah. Let me guess another one. Let's see. Okay. Let me guess this one. Do 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 do.
Do 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 do
do do do
do
do do do do do
do
do do do do do.
What's the song?
What's it? You are the one for me.
No,
tell me. I give you
all of me. There you go.
Wow, Lydia, where did that come from?
Okay, you're
right.
All
right, another one. All right. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
I didn't see anything.
Do 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 do. Do, 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 do.
I want it, yeah.
I want it.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the song.
Beyonce.
Yeah, what's the name of that? I want it. I think Instagram Music has made me lazy. I never know the names of
really,
songs.
Really, Formation. Went,
Formation. Yeah. Why choosing that part? What? Do, 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 do.
Yeah, I did do that.
Oh, that's what you were doing?
No, I started again. I started again at the beginning so you can know.
Yeah. Obviously, this game was rigged against me because one of us
I feel like we are both
one of us
atrociously doing it.
Let's be honest. I love you though, but let's just say this is not your. So
boundaries. So speaking boundaries.
Anyway, guys, that was so much fun. That was a great game.
That was a good
Lydia
one.
Lydia came up with that
I
one.
I came up
we
with that one.
We love it. We love it. Okay, guys, let us know in the comments how many you actually guessed before we said
before.
We said the actual.
But you know, in the comments, everyone's always how did you not guess it?
It's easy to have guessed
very
once
easy.
We have already told you.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we close today's podcast episode, let's do a little segment, TMI Talk, which if you're new here, this is a segment where you guys send us your life issues, your messy issues, your messy in-between issues, and we help you figure them out with our wisdom. So we received this one and it's from a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I know, we hardly ever get.
Never.
We hardly ever get. And it's really, I actually found it so cool that a guy was messaging us because sometimes I imagine that it's only women here.
Yeah.
And basically he said, help me guys. I have an eye on this girl I would like to be with in the future. She is really, really attractive. He wrote that in Kiswahili, but I'm trying to translate for Lydia's sake.
I know Swahili.
Okay, he said ameweza.
Okay, yeah, I know that.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. He says, we've been talking for a week or two now. Mm-hmm. Texting is like Odaya Glovo. Nawachwa on delivery for a good period before my text gets replied. Yeah. It's not improving any bit. It's been only been a week or two, so I don't know how. Anyway, he says, but if she needs some help, she's just a few minutes away, even seconds from a reply. Plus, the rest of the day, she kind of texts like she's obligated to be nice just because I helped her. Siku hii ingine. The energy goes down. Am I overthinking? Ama mambo ni pole pole? Maybe we ask a guy to come and, you know, give us a...
Yeah.
Tell us. Do all men think this way? Because, okay, my first thought was, it's a week or... It does sound kind of like she's taking advantage because
definitely
if she needs help, then, you know, she's always available. But also, it's been a week or two. So I don't feel like you can tell that much about... I don't know. I feel like he just needs to relax.
I feel like he needs to relax all round. But I feel like, no. Mm. Women, when we like a guy...
Instant, you know. Yeah.
I know when I was seeing a bunch of people, the person who I like, when they text, I will break my leg
jumping,
running to go and reply to them. Yes.
You're pausing production.
Excuse me, a text has come through. Apologies. We need to pause.
We need to pause.
Yeah. But when it's other people, I'll just be like, I'll message that one later.
Yeah.
But the person who I like, I would definitely be there and present.
But maybe that's an unrealistic expectation.
I don't think so.
Because sometimes maybe it takes, maybe and I've had of relationships like this, maybe the one person is like so into it from the beginning and the other person just requires a little bit more warming up.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe it's that. Maybe
I think a little bit
job.
Of a warming up. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And a week or two just feels like it's really too soon. It does, however, sound like he needs to set boundaries.
Yeah, and she's clearly if he's, I think he's allowed to feel this way because she's asking for help.
Yeah,
if 2 weeks is too young
for you
for him to
expect,
be feeling this way, let it be too young for you to be asking for help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe even you, when she's asking for help, maybe even you reply slowly, or maybe even you just say, "Hey, how comes you only message me when you need help, and other times you're not texting?" Kind of thing.
Me, at 2 weeks, I would ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, but it also sounds like the guy really seems like he's fallen really fast.
I think it's a little
it's
fast.
It's been like 2 weeks and you already want a future with her.
Yeah, I feel like it's giving please
trauma.
Heal.
It's giving please heal.
It
giving,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot you're seeking in this situation that really is not what the situation is. You know, I feel like in the first 2 weeks of anything, in the first couple of months of anything, when you guys are not official, it's whatever. It's a bit weird and it's odd and whatever, but no. Also, I feel like that's something you should be telling her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like you should definitely
tell
her.
You should definitely say that. And I also feel like... I feel like when you go into a situation, like a relationship or a situationship, which you in your mind, you're already thinking, I want a future with this person, you will tolerate a lot more bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're thinking long game. You're
as
just
we
thinking,
said,
like, okay, this is a small thing, but if I want her to be my wife, this thing is not going to matter. So you'll be willing to just take a lot of bullshit, which
have
you don't
a second
deserve. Thank you. I deserve this. Corona.
Corona.
Kissing in the mouth, but Corona.
Yeah,
but I feel like just try to get out of that mindset of I want a future with her. I feel like in these early stages, just take it for what it is. It is just two people who have met who admire each other, or you know, maybe you just like her and maybe she doesn't like you back. But just like take it as that. Don't take it as it's a future. Take it as what it is right now.
I
right
don't
here.
Know what episode we talked about this where you basically you conclude the relationship from the beginning.
Yeah.
So you're just like, this is the one.
Yeah.
So whatever crap they bring, you're not seeing that this is total BS.
Yes.
Because you've already decided the end, you know?
Yeah,
I think that's what is. Because if you are seeing it as just two people, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either you say out loud to her and tell her, hey, like,
definitely
this was happening.
Out loud, yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not willing to do that, just darn it.
Exactly. Yeah. Just draw the boundary of, like, don't reply when she needs the help. But then again, that would make you... make somebody feel bad. If someone who you actually really like messages you needing help, then... you'd feel bad for not responding.
Yeah, but remember, especially in the beginning, you need to go on how much someone is investing as opposed to how much you like them.
Exactly.
Because the second one always makes you look
like a
clown.
A clown.
Go on how much they're investing. They don't talk to you on a normal day. That's how much they're investing, so you don't have to say yes to the help.
Exactly. I love that's the perfect ending note.
The end.
If you have gotten nothing else from this episode, take what Lydia has now said and put it in your pocket.
In your pocket.
Yeah, if you're watching this, sir, we really hope that we have helped you. If you guys have any other advice, advice for this gentleman, please leave it in the comments or DM us on Instagram. If you're listening on a podcast, you can DM us anytime on Instagram. We always love hearing from you guys. And that brings us to the end of our episode 20. I know. I'm proud of you, Lydia.
Are we taking it in? I don't think we are.
I think we need to.
Yeah, we should go to dinner or something.
We should. Yeah. Oh my God, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We really hope you've learned a lot. I personally have learned a lot. Yeah. This episode has been intense.
Yeah.
It's been intense. We need to go home.
Yeah, we need to go home. Yeah, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. But don't forget to subscribe, guys. Tap the notification bell so that you always know when we upload an episode. Mm. Follow us on our Instagram pages, which are
TMI Podcast KE. Morugi.Munyi and Lydia KM.
We love you guys.
See you on the next episode.